Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, how's everybody? Everybody, guess what? Oh, man. All those years ago, something happened. All those years ago, the Holy Spirit fell afresh. In biblical times. And set up the church that we have today. I don't know about you, but that kind of excites me. Amen. I don't know about you, but just the thought of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost excites me. Just the fact that we can have the same thing that they had back then. We can have the same thing that the disciples got fall fresh wind on them. Can be our fresh wind today. I don't know about you, but I'm glad God's word never changes. I'm glad God's power never changes. I'm glad Jesus is that death on the cross for us. Never changes. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit fire doesn't change as well. Because it's just the same powerful spirit that fell back then. It is even more powerful today that falls on each one of us. Amen. So your title today, if you haven't figured that one out, is Pentecost. Wonder why? Because that's what today is, right? But it's Pentecost. Empowering the church. Pentecost. Empowering the church. Think about that. The Holy Spirit fell fresh and empowered the church to be formed at that time. For them to go away from where they were into nether regions and teach about the power, the mercy, the grace, and the fire of God in Jesus Himself. Amen? So today, brothers and sisters, let me look at you. Today we're going to talk about it. We have a blessed day of Pentecost Sunday, don't we? To celebrate the remarkable event of the life of the church. Pentecost is a time when we commemorate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the early disciples. A moment that transformed their lives and empowered them to fulfill the mission that our Lord and Savior Jesus had given them. Amen. Your scripture today, give me an amen when you get there, is coming from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Yeah, I know. What? Just one scripture today. That's pretty cool, huh? Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Give me an amen when you get there. Give me a thumbs up on watching online.
Amen.
Thank you. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. NIV version says this. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all gathered together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of violent wind came from heaven and filled, not just a little bit of it, was it? Filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest upon each of them. That's that same Holy Ghost fire we get on us today. Amen. All of them were filled with what? The Holy Spirit. And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit led them. Let's pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, I once again ask you to get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, allow your Holy Spirit to speak for me today, especially the day of Pentecost, Lord. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may you open each one of our hearts, our mind and our soul, Lord, for the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Jesus. Lord, the fact that we can still stand here today and have that same Holy Ghost fire fall afresh upon each one of us, Lord. May that be implanted on each one of us. May we get a new desire to have more of it in each one of our lives, Lord. May we get a new desire to allow that Holy Ghost fire to let us help change the world for you, Jesus. Lord, may you be with us in the rest of the message. In your name I pray. Amen. Woo. I'm going to give y'all some history. Y'all would like this. The word Pentecost itself means 50th day. It's derived from a Greek word that is called Pentecoste. Y'all hear that? Pentecoste. I pronounced that one right because I listened to it. Y'all know I sometimes butcher the words. So that one is right. Pentecoste. It's originally a Jewish festival known as the Feast of Weeks, which marks the harvest of the first fruits and the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. But on this particular Pentecost, they got something fresh, didn't they? They got something fresh. They just didn't have their feast, did they? On this particular Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon the followers of Jesus in an extraordinary way. Not just regular, amen, extraordinary. Forever changing the course of not only their history, but our history today. Amen. In the book of Acts, we read about the dramatic events that unfolded on that day. The disciples were gathered together in one place when suddenly, y'all remember that again, suddenly, it didn't take a while, did it? It was boom, it was there. There came a sound like a rushing wind, and tongues of fire appeared, rested upon each of them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in different languages, miraculously communicating the gospel to people from various nations who had gathered in Jerusalem. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit is the birth of our church today. The disciples, who were once fearful and uncertain, were now emboldened and empowered to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Peter, y'all remember Peter, right? Peter, who previously denied Jesus not once but three times, right? Stood up and delivered a powerful sermon that led to the conversion of thousands of people. Not just one or two, but thousands. The church, as we know it today, was set in motion. And the flame of faith ignited within the hearts of the believers. Pentecost reminds us that the Holy Spirit is not a distant, like some people would tell us, an abstract concept, but a living and active presence in each one of our lives that has been born again. Amen? The Spirit dwells within us, guiding us, comforting us, and empowering us to live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. It's through that Holy Spirit that we're united with Christ and with one another in the body of Christ. Amen? On this Pentecost Sunday, we're reminded of the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. That same Spirit that filled the disciples is available to each one of us today. It's that Spirit that empowers us to bear witnesses like they did, to love and the truth, loving the truth and trust, I guess, of Christ, to proclaim the gospel boldly. And to engage in acts of compassion, in acts of justice, in acts of reconciliation. How many of us could use the Holy Spirit even more?
Amen.
To make us do that more than what we do?
Yeah. Amen.
The Holy Spirit equips us with spiritual gifts to serve one another and build up the church.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, speaks about the diversity of the gifts given by the Spirit. Y'all remember what some of those are? We got wisdom, we got knowledge, we got faith, we got healing, we got miracles, we got prophecy, we got discernment, we got tongues, and interpretation of tongues. It's not just one, is it? It's tongues and the interpretation for it to be done correctly. Each of us, y'all say me, each of us has been blessed with unique gifts. Different from each one of us others. I get that out. Each one of us has been given special gifts that may not be the same as the other person. Amen? And when we use them for the glory of God and the benefit of others, we participate in that work of that Holy Spirit fire. Pentecost challenges us to be open to the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It invites us to surrender ourselves to God's will and to be receptive to the Spirit's guidance. We must pray for a fresh outpouring, haven't we? We must pray for a fresh outpouring of the Spirit, asking for a renewal of our faith and deepening of a relationship with God, and a boldness to live out our calling as followers of Christ. So let us turn back to those scriptures, specifically Acts 2, 1 through 4. Delve a little bit deeper into the significance of the Pentecost and how it continues to impact each one of us today. So again, 2, 1 through 4 says this. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest upon each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. First thing I want you to take is this: the anticipation of Pentecost. The disciples have been waiting. They've been praying as instructed by our Lord and Savior Jesus for the promised Holy Spirit that he was going to send to them. Pentecost marked the culmination of their anticipation. The unity they experienced that day began gathering together in one place was significant. It reminds us of the importance of the unity of the body of Christ as we seek to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Second thing is this: the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in a powerful and a transformative way. The sound of the violent wind and the appearance of the tongues of fire demonstrated this, that in the extraordinary nature of the event they were experiencing, the Holy Spirit empowered the disciples to step out into faith, to speak boldly, and to carry out the work of God's kingdom. That same Holy Spirit calls us to do that same thing today. Amen. Third thing is this: the manifestation of the spiritual gifts. One of the most remarkable aspects of Pentecost was the ability of the disciples to speak in different languages, enabling them to communicate the message of Christ to the people from various nations. This manifestation of spiritual gifts illustrates the diversity and the exclusivity of God's kingdom. It reminds us today that the Holy Spirit equips each of us believers with unique gifts that edify the body of Christ. And the fourth thing is this: it's the transformation of the disciples. They were changed after that day, wasn't they? They were emboldened, they were empowered after that day. The disciples were forever changed by the outpouring of that Holy Spirit. Their timidity was replaced with courage, their doubts with unwavering faith. Peter, who had previously denied Jesus again, fearlessly preached to the crowd, leading to the conversion of 3,000 souls. The Holy Spirit transformed ordinary men, didn't it? And women into powerful witnesses for Christ. And likewise today, the Holy Spirit continues to transform and empower us believers today. So, wrapping up today, Pentecost is a pivotal moment in the life of the church. It signifies the empowerment of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the early church. As we celebrate Pentecost, let us remember that that same Holy Spirit who descended upon the disciples is available to descend upon us today. The Holy Spirit equips us and empowers us and guides us as we live out our faith in a world that is in desperate need of God's love and God's redemption. Amen. May we, like the disciples, be filled afresh with that Holy Spirit so that we can boldly proclaim the gospel, so that we can demonstrate the power of Christ's love, and that we can bring transformation to our communities. Let us seek unity. Let us seek eagerly, desire spiritual gifts, and allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through each one of us for the glory of our God. May the power of Pentecost continue to be sharp and empower us as we live as Spirit-filled, Spirit-led disciples in a world that is definitely going away from God right now. Again, as we celebrate this Pentecost today, let us remember that the same Spirit that transformed the lives of those early disciples is available for us right now. May we be open to the work of the Spirit in our lives, allowing Him to ignite that fire or reignite it if we've extinguished it within us, to empower us, to guide us on the journey of faith. Let us be filled with that Holy Spirit, that we may be faithful witnesses to God's love, God's mercy, and the grace to the world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your blessing and Your message today, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for Your message about the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Lord, I thank You that each one of us, Lord, I think He's got a little bit of that in Him today, Jesus. Lord, I pray that each one of us would ask for more of Your Holy Spirit presence today, Jesus. Lord, that each one of us would ask for more fire to fall fresh upon each one of us, Lord. Lord, the ones that are watching at home as well, Lord. Lord, I ask that You embolden them right now, Lord. Lord, that You can do it the same way You did then, Lord, with that mighty rush of wind. Lord, that You would just give us the opportunity to share how awesome and powerful Your Holy Spirit is in our lives, Lord, in our walk with You, Jesus. Lord, that You'd put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, that we can tell about Your mercy, Your grace, and Your love today, Jesus. Lord, if there's somebody here today, Lord, that wants to pray right now, Lord, that You infill them more with the Holy Spirit, Lord. May they raise your hand right now, Lord. Lord, give me a thumbs up online, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. Everybody say it. Amen. Amen.